Images of the new PNE amphitheater designed by Vancouver's Reverie Architecture have been released, showing a massive, curved roof covering a large outdoor venue space. The amphitheater will be a jewel in Vancouver's crown of spectacular venues, says PNE CEO Shelley Frost in an April 26 press release. Designed with a capacity of 10,000 people, the huge new venue is expected to cost around $70 million and replace the current PNE amphitheater, which holds around 4,300. Both are outdoor stages, with a roof but no walls. Construction is expected to begin next year with a grand opening in 2026. We wanted to create a unique experience for both the audience and performers, in a world-class amphitheater, says Venelin Kokolov of Reverie. Our architectural solution was an elegant structure that will cover the amphitheater, gracefully landing on three points into the landscape. Inspired by a structure in Paris called the CNIT building, the roof is massive, stretching over 105 meters from buttress tip to buttress tip. The amphitheater's precedent-setting starburst timber arch roof will be one of the largest in the world, states Reverie's website. The new venue is expected to host more than 75 performances per year once it's up and running, varying from PNE fair events to corporate events to commercial shows. The design is also being built to LEED, Passive House, and Salmon Safe standards, and the general venue area will include the daylighted, as in uncovered, Hastings Creek and native plants. On the amphitheater's website, the PNE does note the renderings are subject to change and that the design will be finalized sometime in 2023. A stage by any other name. Naming rights are up for grabs for the PNE's new big project. That's how Vancouver ended up with Rogers Arena, Rogers Field at Nat Bailey Stadium, and the BMO Theatre Centre. The PNE announced on April 26 they're looking for sponsorship partners for their $70 million amphitheatre. We anticipate the spectacular nature of this project will draw interest from existing as well as potential new partners, says Frost. They're looking for sponsorship of a variety of parts of the venue as well, including a VIP area and viewing platforms.